Welcome.
Hello.
State your name, please.
My name is Christine Baglier.
And you have testimonies in opposition?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I didn't catch your name.
Christine Baglier.
Okay.
So I did not come here prepared to give any kind of testimony, but I've been very inspired. So please excuse me if I'm not as articulate as I can be. I'm nervous and feeling pretty emotional. So I'm from Southern Maine, and for a very long time, most of my adult life, the only thing that has made sense to me is farming. I've wanted to do that for a very long time. And it's been a hard thing to figure out how to actually get to the more rural parts of Maine and make that happen because of money issues, transportation issues. And what I really feel the need to tell you all right now is that if there was a big, huge east-west highway going through Somerset County, which is not where I want to farm, but let's say it was, that would not have helped me get there. It would not provide me any more of an opportunity to be a small farmer in Somerset County. And so this east-west highway may provide certain kinds of jobs. It may provide jobs in construction. It may provide jobs in the gas stations that are now going to have to be built to accommodate this, and maybe jobs for Canadian truckers. But for me, as someone who wants to be a small farmer, it does not create that opportunity for me. And so I believe that this east-west highway is pushing only a certain kind of economic opportunity for folks in the area that it will be going through. Furthermore, at a time when social services are being pretty devastated here in the state, it seems ridiculous to spend this amount of money to do a feasibility project. And this is something that, like Sonia, has real effects in my life. I'm someone who, because of the type of work that I've done for my adult life, have not had health care for 10 years. I have a father who is disabled, and because he has a house, he is not able to be on Medicare. He is only able to have $17 a month on food stamps. He's supporting my brother. They have to go to the food bank. They often run out of food. They often run out of oil and wood for their wood stove. And my brother gets two meals a day for free at school, and if he did not get those meals, my dad would be in trouble. So to think about $300,000 at this time going to fund a project such as this that only provides a certain kind of economic opportunity for people who are living rurally, I think is outlandish. And lastly, I would just like to say that the community, I now live in Unity, and even though I'm just beginning to build relationships in this community, I can safely say that the community that of small farmers and people participating in rural life in my community have no interest in having these kinds of this kind of highway and these kinds of economic opportunities in the area if it were to go through the area.
Any questions? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony. Any additional testimony in opposition?